tomorrow. This sermon was first preached by Charles Haddon Spurgeon on August 25th in the year 1856. Our text for today comes from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. God's most holy word was primarily written to inform us of the way to heaven and to guide us in our path through this world, to the realms of eternal life. But as if to teach us that God is not careless concerning our events in the present, and that our benevolent Father is not inattentive to our happiness, He has furnished us with some excellent and wise sayings, which we may put into practice not only in spiritual matters, but also in worldly affairs. I have always looked upon the book of Proverbs with pleasure, as being a book that not only teaches us the highest spiritual wisdom, but more especially speaking on the now, the time that is present with us, giving us sayings that will make us wise for this world and to instruct us in conducting our affairs while we are here among our fellow men. We need some worldly wisdom as well as spiritual illumination. It is good that we be wise in ordering our everyday affairs and setting our house in order for the grave. Therefore, we find scripture sayings and teachings for them both. Since God has been pleased to instruct us in the vocations of life, I will not be out of place if I use our text today to some degree in a merely temporal manner and endeavor to advise my friends concerning the business of this life. Afterward, I will dwell upon it more spiritually. First, the abuse of tomorrow is forbidden in the text. In the second place, I will mention the proper use of tomorrow. And lastly, I will mention that if tomorrows are not to be boasted of, are they good for nothing? First, then, there is the abuse of tomorrow mentioned in the text, and we will look upon it first from a worldly point of view, yet I trust it is in the way of wisdom. Oh, my brethren, whosoever you are, whether you are Christians or not, this passage has a depth of wisdom for you. Do not boast about tomorrow. And this is a warning for many wise reasons. First, because it is extremely foolish to boast at all. Boasting never makes a man any the greater in the esteem of others, nor does it improve his body or soul. Let a man brag as he will. He is none the greater for his bragging. He is the less, for men invariably think the worst of him. Let him boast as much as he pleases of anything that he possesses. He will not increase its value by his boasting. He cannot multiply his wealth by boasting of it. He cannot increase his pleasures by boasting in them. True, to be content with those pleasures and feel a satisfaction in them may render them very sweet, but not so with such a treasure as this. For it is a treasure which he does not yet have, and therefore how foolish he is to glory in it. There is an old proverb which I dare not quote here. It is something to do with chickens. Perhaps you can remember it. It bears very well upon this text. For tomorrow is a thing that we have not yet obtained, and therefore not only if we had it would it be foolish to boast of it, but because we don't have it and may never have it, it becomes foolishness to glory in it. Boast in the harvest that may come to you next year when your seed is sown. But do not boast in it tomorrow, for you cannot sow tomorrow's seeds today. The near future comes from God. You have no right to boast in it today. Though many a day has come to you, do not think that another will certainly arrive. days are not like links of a chain. One does not ensure the other. We have one, but we may never see its next link. Each day may be the last of its kind. Each spring is a separate birth. There are no twin days. Today has no brother, it stands alone. And tomorrow must come alone. And the next also must be born into this world without a brother. We must never look upon 2 days at once, nor expect that the whole herd of days will be brought forth at one time. We must not boast of tomorrow, for it is one of the frailest things in all creation, and therefore the least to be boasted of. Boast of the foam on the sea. Boast of the clouds that skim the sky. Boast of what you will, but do not boast of tomorrow, for it is too indefinable. Tomorrow is a fleeting thing. You have not seen it. Why do you boast of it? Tomorrow is the cup of gold that the fool dreams of that lies at the foot of the rainbow. It is not there, nor can he find it. Do not boast about tomorrow. It is the frailest and most brittle thing you can imagine. No glass would be half as easy broken as your tomorrow's joys and your tomorrow's hopes. A puff of wind will break them. A farmer said, "Take it easy, man, for greatness is coming, for I am fully sure my harvest is ripening." But then there came a killing frost, which killed all his buds, and then he fell. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not have it. Do not boast about tomorrow, because you may never have it. Do not boast about tomorrow. If you had it, it would deceive you. Do not boast about tomorrow, for tomorrow may bring dreadful things for you to tremble at. Do not boast about tomorrow, not only because it is extremely foolish, but because it is exceedingly hurtful. Boasting about tomorrow is hurtful to us in every way. It is hurtful to us now. I knew a man who was always hoping to do great things in the future, but he never did much in the present. I also knew a man who intended to make a fortune soon, who never saved any money in a week's time. I have heard of a man who had great hopes for the death of his old grandmother, so he could receive an inheritance from her. But I never saw him very prosperous in the meantime. I have heard of a man who was going to be rich tomorrow and boasted about it, but I never knew him to do much in his life. Such men spend so much time building castles in the air that they have no stones left with which to build so much as a cottage on the ground. They were wasting all their energies on tomorrow. Consequently, they have time to reap the fields of the present, for they are waiting for the heavy harvest of the future. The heavy laden fishing boats of today come to harbor with an abundance of fish from the depths of time. But they said of them, "They are nothing," and gave them away for free. They say, "There will be a far heavier catch tomorrow. There will be a much greater abundance then." Go away, little fishing boats. A large fishing vessel will come in tomorrow, a very fleet of wealth. And so they let today's wealth be lost, because they expected the greater wealth of tomorrow. Therefore, they were hurt for the present. And worse than that, some men are led into extraordinary extravagance from their hopes of the future. They spend what they are going to have, or rather, what they never will have. Many have been ruined by the idle dream of speculation. And what is that but boasting of tomorrow? They have said, "Truly, I can't pay for this, which I now purchased, but I will tomorrow, and tomorrow I will roll in wealth. Tomorrow, perhaps, I will be the richest of men. A lucky turn of business will make tomorrow a great day." So they keep still, and not only do they refuse to work, but worse than that, They are throwing themselves away and wasting what they have in the hope of better times coming in the future. Many a man has been made lame, blind, and dumb in the present because he hoped to be a greater man in the future. I always laugh at those who say to me, "Sir, rest a while, stay a while, lest you waste your strength, for you can work tomorrow." I tell them to remember that such is not the teaching of Scripture, for it says, "Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might." And I would count myself worse than a fool if I would throw away my todays in the expectation of tomorrows, and rest upon the couch of idleness today, because I thought untold wealth of tomorrow would make up for all my sloth. No, beloved, if we love our God, we will find enough to do. If we have all our tomorrows and use all our todays also, if we serve our God as we should, considering what He has done for us, we will find that we will have more than our hands full, enough for every moment, enough for every hour, as long as life may be. However, hoping to do things in the future takes away our strength in the present, the courage of our resolution, and undermines our diligence. Let us take care that we are not hurt in the present by boasting of tomorrow. And remember that if you boast of tomorrow, it will not only hurt you today, but also hurt you tomorrow. Do you know why? Because as sure as you are alive, you will be disappointed with tomorrow if you boast about it before it arrives. I believe one of the worst things that can happen to a minister is for anyone to recommend him to others, because people say, "Here comes a man, how well he preaches, how eloquent he will be." The poor minister cannot meet their expectations, and thus they are disappointed. Today's, they are nothing. They are the very dirt of the floors. But tomorrow's, they are solid gold. Today's, they are exhausted mines and we get little from them. But tomorrow's, they will be the very mines of wealth. We have only to get them, and we are rich, immensely rich. Tomorrows are everything. They come loaded with mercy and big blessings from God. But nonetheless, we are disappointed because tomorrow is not quite what we expected it to be, even when tomorrow is remarkably abundant. But sometimes tomorrow arrives with storms, clouds, and darkness when we expected it to be filled with light and sunshine. Oh, how terrible our feelings are then. It is because we anticipated something different. It's not really a bad blessing. Blessed is the man that expected nothing, for he will never be disappointed. If we learn to practice that and expect nothing, it is certain we will not be disappointed. And the less we expect, the less we boast about our expectations, the happier our future will be, because we will have far less likelihood of being disappointed. And then remember what gravely disastrous circumstances have occurred to men in this life after tomorrow had come from boasting of tomorrows. Yes, there are many men who set all their hope upon one single thing, and the tomorrow came, which he did not expect, perhaps a black and dark tomorrow, and it crushed his hopes to ashes. And how sad he felt afterwards. He was so positive. He said, "Peace, peace, peace." And sudden destruction came upon his happiness and his joy. He had boasted excessively of his tomorrow. What a very wrecked man he was, because he had set his hope on that, and now his joy is destroyed. Oh, my friends, never boast too much about tomorrow. Because if you do, your disappointment will be tremendous when you find your joys have failed you and your hopes have passed away. See that rich man there? he had spent heaps of gold on a desperate venture today, believing that he was about to have more money than he ever possessed before, and he counts on that tomorrow. Nothing comes, and he receives a great disappointment because he had boasted of imaginary wealth. See this other man? His ambition is to increase his family's estate and perpetuate his name. See his heir, his son, his joy, his life, his fullness of happiness. A handful of ashes in a coffin are left to the weeping father. Oh, if he had not boasted too much of the certainty of that son's life. He wept bitterly after Tamar had swept over him with all its crash and afflictions of his expectations. See over there, another? He is famous. He is great. Tamar comes a slander, and his fame is gone, and his name disgraced. Oh, had he not set his love on that? He had not cared whether men cried, fool, or renowned. He had disregarded both alike, but believing that fame was a stable thing, whereas its foot is on the sand, he counted on tomorrow's. Mark how sad he walks the earth because tomorrow has brought him nothing but grief. Do not boast about tomorrow. And I would have you remember just one more fact, and that I think to be a very important one, that very often when men boast of tomorrow and are overconfident that they will live, they not only entail great sorrow upon themselves, but upon others also. I have, when preaching, frequently begged my friends to be quite sure to make their wills and see to their family affairs. One night, a minister happened to say, during his sermon, that he held it to be a Christian duty for every man to have his house set in order, so that if he were to suddenly die, he would know, as far as possible, everything would be right with his family. And there was one member of the church there who said to himself, "What my minister has said is true. I would not like to see my children and my wife left with nothing, as they would be if I were to die." So he went home. That night, he made up his will and cleared up his accounts. That night, he died. It must have been a joyful thing for the widow